Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Because you believe in your heart, you say it with your mouth, and you keep saying it until the demons give up, which they must do. This is not prayer. This is taking your God-given authority over Satan and his forces. This is overcoming the devil. In January 1995, a beautiful young career woman from New York told me how she persevered in holding the blood against a long-entrenched condition in her body. She had suffered with several ruptured discs in her spine for 5 years. Her roommate told me the pain was terrible to watch. Her friend could not lift the coffee pot or open the heavy door to their apartment. The young victim's medical history included 4 MRIs and the doctor's conclusion that she must have surgery. She was reluctant to do so because of the permanent effects it would have on her back. Somehow, she got our first set of teaching tapes on the blood. She heard how the old-timers would hold the blood on a problem, and she decided to hold the blood on her disc. She reported to me, with her roommate standing beside her, that now she was completely free of pain, and another MRI showed a perfect back, the blood against temptation. The old-timers knew resisting the devil also included resisting temptation to sin. And they resisted sin with the answer to the sin problem, the blood of Jesus. Mrs. C. Newsom wrote the following, quote, "We are to resist his dominion over us by refusing to obey him or let any of our members serve him. We are to resist the sins, appetites, passions, and evil desires which he has put upon us, by asking God to put the blood of Jesus against the devil and the evil within, and then believe that God does put the blood there when we ask Him to do so, and that it does what God said it will do, overcome the devil and destroy his work. We are to overcome all fear, depression, unbelief, wavering, and half-heartedness in the same way. Believe. Because God says it does, that the blood of Jesus now overcomes them, and assert upon God's unfailing word. The blood of Jesus overcomes the devil and all he has done. When you see anything in you that produces the transgression, remember that his blood will take that away. No matter in what way the enemy comes, whether in discouragement, temptation, sickness, or any other way, he is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." Unquote. Another young career woman from New York told me how when she read Mrs. Newsom's book, it brought light to her about how to combat the temptations of the 20th century. Temptation is tailor-made. Demons don't usually tempt people to drink alcohol who never had a drinking problem, but they do tempt delivered former alcoholics. The Bible indicates demons come back to the houses they left. Periodically, demons return to see if they can get back inside. Such temptations are not sins. They can be easily overcome with the blood of the Lamb and the word of one's testimony. One can say, for instance, "Satan, that's you trying to get me to smoke one reefer. In the name of Jesus, I resist you with the blood of the Lamb. You have to go. It is written, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." In every confrontation, you can overcome the enemy. You'll have to have the same attributes the old-timers had, but you can do it. Chapter 16, Rewards for Overcoming. God's Word commands us to overcome evil. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. God's Word commends those who overcome the wicked one, evil spirits in the world system. 1 John chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Chapter 4, verse 4, and 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. God's Word gives us authority, weapons, and tells us exactly how to overcome. Then finally, God's Word promises eternal rewards for being overcomers. Our risen Lord's promises to the overcomer in the beginning chapters of Revelation are astounding. Revelation chapter 2, verses 7, 11, 17, 26, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, 12, and 21. And the book closes with, quote, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He that overcometh shall inherit all these things." Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 and 7. The glories of eternity future are the things under discussion. Better resurrection. I have come to see from the Word of God that there is rank in resurrection. The Bible speaks of better resurrections. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35. Some will have more glory, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Some will rule over more than others. This is all determined, it seems, by faithful service during our earth lives. We are saved by grace through faith and not of works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. But after we are born again, we are to do the good works God has ordained us to walk in here on earth. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. At the judgment seat of Christ, we will receive reward for the good things done while we, our spirits, lived in our bodies. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. At some point, job assignments will be given for the ages to come. Just before Peter departed earth for glory, he urged the believers not to be short-sighted. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Short-sighted people see only this life. Peter advised them what to do to receive an abundant entrance into the glory world. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. While it is good to prepare for earth's life, it is far greater to prepare for eternity. Overcoming the enemy is a God-ordained good work. It brings peace and provision to life on earth. Far beyond that, however, our victories over Satan bring glory to God and obtain for us the eternal reward of the overcomer. This earth life is a precious time. It is too valuable to waste. Somehow, being here, in this place of trial, offers us the mysterious opportunity to be a recognized overcomer throughout eternity. Oh, what a planner! Oh, what a plan! The youth can do it. My granddaughter, Kylie, as a 14-year-old teenager, has heard me preach about these things all her life. She's preparing for this life by getting a good education. But she's also preparing for the big picture, eternity future. Considering that temptation is tailor-made and that there is reward for overcoming the enemy, Kylie said to me about a year ago, "Mimi, I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm going to overcome the devil in what he tempts teenagers with most, rebelling against their parents. I'm not going to let him make a generation gap between me and my dad and mom." Kylie does such a sweet job of it that I once asked her, "Kylie, are you ever even tempted? It seems to me you just get along with each other without any problems." "Oh, yes, Mimi," she answered. "The devil tempts me every day." I asked her to tell me the mechanics of how she handles it. She said, "Sometimes I have to go in my room and take my pillow and scream into it, 'In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over me. Satan, I won't be in strife with my parents. I love my parents. I'm close to my parents and we are friends. And devil, you can't do anything to me to break that friendship." She also shared with me how she uses the blood of Jesus for protection against peer pressure, temptation, and to approach God in prayer on the behalf of her friends. Home, heaven on earth. Kylie's parents have aimed toward God's promise that our homes can be as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. Satan's strategic assault against our homes has undermined our nation and is a direct affront against the revealed will of God for family life. God commands us to be overcomers. The first place we must overcome him is in our domains. We don't have authority over our neighbors, but we have authority at home. Why not accept the challenge and launch a counterattack against the enemy in your home? Don't just lie down and let the devil hold high carnival at your address. Resist him. You know how to do it. Now, there are situations where people one does not have authority over refuse to stop allowing the enemy access to themselves and to abuse others through them. Sometimes for peace and well-being, one must physically change the circumstances of life and home. What we are addressing here, primarily, are the homes of blood-washed believers who desire God's best, but whose homes rival those of the world for turmoil. Your home can know heaven's peace.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.